Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Headset Advisor Tech Review Podcast, where today I'll be talking about a brand new Jabra headset that's designed for the contact center. The specific model I'll be discussing is the Jabra Engage 50 second generation. You'll also learn about how it sounds, how well or not so well it removes background noise, and whether it's comfortable enough to wear all day long. So thanks for tuning in, and let's get this Jabra party started. My name's Doug Merritt, and I founded Headset Advisor back in 1994, which, as I think about it, was quite a while ago. Heck, back then, gas was averaging $1.11 a gallon, so I guess it's pretty safe to say that, some things have changed. So not only the price of gas, but headsets have changed as well. And today, you'll learn about a very cool new headset that also comes with some available and, I might add, interesting new software. So to begin, if you work in a call center, you know that having a good headset is really important. And some of the things that go into a good headset include things like comfort, sound quality, noise reduction, and of course you want a headset that is reliable. Noise is a constant problem that contact center managers have to deal with. It's hard to keep noise under control when there are so many people on calls, and in a lot of cases, there's a lot of people on the phone at the same time. Now, cubicles have certainly helped, but they're certainly not the total answer because noise has a way of finding its way throughout the environment, and to some, it seems to be a little bit more so where they happen to be sitting, like a magnet. The sound just seems to be attracted to them. One of the tools that's available to the contact center managers, happens to be headsets, and in particular, headsets that have good quality noise-reducing microphones. It's a tool. So does this new Jabra Engage 50 second generation headset have a good microphone? Well, you'll find out here shortly because we not only tested the microphone sound quality and noise reduction capabilities, but also the Engage 50 ear speaker, so you can find out how it sounds. Here's what we look at when we test microphones, just in general. Specifically, we're looking at three different things, which include a voice sound quality, that is, how well you sound. Do you sound tinny, or do you sound loud and clear and rich to the people that you're talking to? The second thing we look at is headset microphone's ability to remove that unwanted background noise. This is really important, especially when you're on important calls, because you don't want your callers hearing what's going on around you. And finally, we evaluate how well the microphone maintains voice audio quality when the microphone is dealing with background noise, because some headsets really do a pretty good job at reducing noise, but those same headsets in many cases, struggle to maintain voice audio quality at the same time. So that's, again, something that we look for. So the results are in, and so how did the Jabra Engage 50 Generation 2 do in our tests? And I have to say, that headset did a great job. First, the voice audio quality was exceptional, which is what you hope to get from any headset that you might be using. This means that when you use the Jabra Engage 50 second generation, your callers are going to be treated to a crisp, clear call rather than maybe one that leaves them wanting something better. No issues here at all, just straight up premium audio. The other area is, of course, as I mentioned, noise reduction. And just so you know, we tested the microphone against the sounds of office noise, like people talking, office machine noise, etc. Barking dogs, which is a great test for anyone who might be working at home. And finally, no microphone test would be complete without our signature Vitamix blender test, where we set it on high and place it about 2 feet away. This is a very noisy, and I might add, a very challenging test for really any headset. So what's the verdict? Once again, I have to say that the Engage 50 Generation 2 did a superb job. I actually had to listen back a couple of times to verify that I heard it right. To me, the Engage 50 pretty much removed all the different noises. And believe me when I say, most of the headsets we test can't deliver those kinds of results, which makes the Engage 50 Generation 2 very impressive. And in our final test, the Engage 50 once again passed with flying colors. As it worked to suppress the unwanted background noise, it managed to maintain that excellent voice audio quality. Again, not something all headsets can do, even the most expensive premium models. While I'm on the subject of the microphone, you may be interested to know that you can place it on either side, right or left. The truth is, many people have a preference on which side they locate the microphone. With that in mind, a lot of headsets limit the microphone placement to one side only. So it's nice to that this new Engage 50 gives you the choice where you can place the mic on the right or the left side. So high praise to Jabra and to the Engage 50 Generation 2 team for a job well done on the microphone and audio quality of this new headset. So what else might contribute to the Engage 50 Generation 2 wanting to claim the title of the best call center headset in the world? Well, comfort comes to mind, and with that comes how much does it weigh? The Duo model weighs 2.3 ounces, which is incredible, given that most double-ear headsets weigh on average somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 7 ounces, with some weighing as much as 10. So, as you can see, this headset is light, which is great news for anyone who might plan on wearing it, say, in a call center all day long. And if that 2.3-ounce Duo headset weight doesn't get your attention, then feast your ears on the weight of the mono version of the Engage 50 Generation 2. It weighs in at a mere 1.6 ounces, which is light, I guess I would call it in the extreme sense. I find it interesting that Jabra was able to create a headset that weighs so little, but one that really delivers so much sound. I'm not an audio engineer by any stretch of the imagination, but I'd have to assume that producing something like that isn't necessarily an easy thing. Without question, weight plays a key role in all-day comfort, especially when you stop to consider that contact center agents spend the majority of their day on the phone with a headset parked on their head. You want a headset that's as light as possible in order to prevent all the maladies associated with using an uncomfortable headset, which, among other things, includes, pain and headaches and things like that. And speaking of headaches, all of these things can lead to headaches for the contact center manager in the form of absences, turnover, and general employee dissatisfaction if they're equipped with a headset that isn't comfortable. I mean, just ask yourself this question. If you had to wear a headset all day long that you found to be heavy and uncomfortable, would you look forward to coming to work knowing that at the end of the day, you're going to go home with, some discomfort, maybe a headache and all of that? I'm probably thinking that you're answering that question with a resounding no. Headset weight aside, the new Jabra Engage 50 also has a couple of other things that help to make it a comfortable headset to wear, namely the headband and the ear cushions. Now, the headband on the Engage 52 is adjustable as you would expect with any headset. I mean, after all, we all have different head sizes, which means there's no such thing as one size fits all. So, keeping with traditional headset design, the headband is adjustable. On the top portion of the headset, you'll find a soft rubber cover. This is to give you a little more comfort compared to, say, a metal band. This type of headband cover will give you longer useful life compared to, say, padded bands that are subject to material breakdown over time. The ear cushions are extremely soft as well, which is good news because this is a major touch point. Ear cushions rest against the ear all day, so it makes good sense to have cushions that are as soft as possible. And in my opinion, Jabra hit the mark on these cushions because, as I said, they're very soft. And believe it or not, to the degree to which headset ear cushions are padded and, for that matter, comfortable, actually varies quite a bit. Next is a little bit on the Busy Light. The subject of interruptions actually has been studied, and the conclusion is that interruptions are a drain on productivity. When you're concentrating and you get interrupted, like say when you're on a phone call, it can take up to 20 minutes to regain your focus. Now, what's lost in the meantime is productivity, which is something we shouldn't really take lightly. Anything that you can do to help minimize, or for that matter, even eliminate interruptions is just simply a good idea. The fewer interruptions you have, the longer you can stay focused on the task at hand. The Jabra Engage 50 Generation 2 comes with busy lights that are built into the ear speaker housing. There are two LEDs on the exterior of each ear speaker, which allows others to see when you're on a call from any angle. Some headsets that have built-in busy lights place the light in a location where it can only be seen from certain angles. That causes a busy feature to be less effective than, and it can also lead to more interruptions than maybe necessary. Here's some information on the inline controller. You have the option to, you know, get the headset with or without one, which is kind of nice. If you get it without the inline controller, the headset will come with a cable and, of course, a USB connector. Any headset control, such as, say, microphone mute or volume adjustment, would be done through the computer or directly through the application. But if you do opt to get the headset with the inline controller, you have a number of things you can regulate, such as hearing volume, which is controlled using a dial rather than a button, which I kind of like that. So if you need more hearing volume, for example, simply dial it up or dial it down to reduce the hearing volume. The inline controller also has a built-in speaker, which allows you to hear an incoming call, for example, because some computers actually come without speakers, which makes this feature very useful. There's also a mute button for those times when you want to momentarily turn off your microphone, as well as a call control button for taking and ending calls. There's also two customizable buttons that allow you to assign different commonly used functions to. And finally, the base on the inline controller is rubberized and slip resistant, which helps to prevent it from, you know, sliding around on your desk. Surprisingly, that's a feature you don't typically find on these controllers, and having it helps to keep the controller nearby for easy access rather than having to reel in your headset cord to find it. Now, coming up, you'll find out more about the Engage 50, including three interesting software programs you can use with this headset, and you'll also learn how you can save some real money on your next headset purchase. So don't go anywhere, because I'm coming right back.
Finding the technology solution that's right for you can be, well, really challenging. You know, you go online, watch a lot of videos, and then you'll probably bounce around from site to site, hoping to find a product that's right for your specific needs, which doesn't always happen. There's actually a better way. And the good news is, it's absolutely free. Headset Advisor has been helping businesses with their technology needs since 1994. And we have a friendly, knowledgeable team in California that's available to help you find the technology solution that's perfect for your situation. Just email us at info@headsetadvisor.com and let us know how we can help. Once again, that's info@headsetadvisor.com. Now, let's get back to the blog.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about the new Jabra Engage 50 second generation headset, and here's what you need to know about connectivity and variants. The Engage 50 is available in your choice of either USB-A or C connections. There are many computers still using USB-A, but most of the new computers are coming out with the C-type USB ports. But either way, you have your choice of getting this Engage 50 with either of those two different types of connections. You can also choose between a UC or Teams variant. Now, having said that, I'll also have to say that we do get a lot of questions from our customers about what's the difference between the two versions. Well, here's really all you need to know in order to choose which one is right for you. First, If your company uses Microsoft Teams exclusively, then the Teams version is what you want to use. But if you use Microsoft Teams, but you also use other applications, let's say Zoom, for example, then the UC version would be the type that you would want to select. There's also software, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, that's available for use with the Jabra Engage 50 Generation 2. These days, headsets are really a lot more than just a device that you plug into a phone or computer, because progress and technology just hasn't bypassed headsets, because you now have several manufacturers that are offering software that's designed to give you the ability to customize your headset and even manage an enterprise of headsets right from your desktop. There are several different software programs that can be used with the Engage 50, starting with one that's called Engage Plus. This is software that actually gives you instant feedback on room noise decibels and whether you're in a safe zone or the noise maybe has reached critical levels, which allows you then to be able to address that. You can also view call duration, for example, microphone positioning. It actually helps you to position it properly. Your mute status, and really a lot more. So again, Engage Plus. The second one is called Jabra Direct. Now, this is software that allows you to perform firmware updates to help keep your headset, you know, working well. You can also customize a headset to your personal preferences, such as audio controls, ringtone settings, hearing protection settings, remote call answering, and even side tone adjustments, just to name a few. So again, that's Jabra Direct. And finally, there's a new software out that's really interesting called Jabra Engage AI. And this is software that's designed to analyze, empathize, and optimize. The software is actually designed to measure customer satisfaction and improve agent engagement. It's known to reduce average talk time and improve conversion rates. This is centered around the concept of a term called sentiment analysis. So again, sentiment analysis. You might want to remember that term because you're going to be hearing a lot more of it in the foreseeable future. Moving on here, let's talk about the warranty real quick. You'll be happy to know that this headset comes with a warranty that's longer than what you'll get on most other headsets. Typically, a wired USB headset will come with either a 1 or 2 year warranty, but the Engage 50 Generation 2 gives you a full 3 years. This means that you'll have a longer peace of mind and you'll be spending less for things like out-of-warranty repairs or replacements, for example. So you might be thinking, oh, okay, great, it's got a wonderful warranty, but let's get to the bottom line. How much does it cost? Well, to answer that question, it's $299. Now, is that a bit pricey for a wired headset? I think it is, and I'd be hard-pressed to argue that point. But by the same token, if you factor in a few things, it kind of paints a slightly different picture. Like first, for example, if you use that Engage 50 Generation 2 in combination with the Jabra Engage AI software that I mentioned a moment ago, first of all, it's going to reduce agent talk time by up to 25%. It can help to improve recruitment, which is important these days, and help you to have a higher retention rate, which is also important. And it can help to improve overall the customer experience. How much would those things be worth? And if you can eliminate some of the on-call interruptions through enhanced busy light, would that help to increase productivity and improve your bottom line? If your callers heard less of the contact center background noise and you didn't need to have to repeat yourself, would that give them a better experience and a more efficient call? Would that leave a more favorable impression and help to keep them more fully engaged in the conversation? What would those things be worth? So just a few things to think about when it comes to justifying the price of this headset or any headset, because the true price, when you take these things into consideration, is actually much less than what it appears to be on the surface. So, summing things up, if you're looking for a high-quality headset solution for your contact center, you simply can't go wrong with the new Jabra Engage 50 Generation 2. Frankly, I think this is an incredible USB headset. It has a very impressive voice audio quality, the noise reduction really at a high level, extremely lightweight for all-day comfort, your choice of single or double ear UC or Teams or even USB A or C connectivity, software programs to complement the headset and give you a world of options, including improving agent performance and improving the customer experience. A headset that has a unique inline controller with a built-in speaker, a dial for your volume, and programmable buttons, and a busy light that can be seen from anywhere to help eliminate those interruptions. So if you manage a contact center, I really think this is a headset that you should take a good close look at. But if a wireless headset is more to your liking, then you might want to consider the Jabra Engage 55 that's available in single, double, or even on-ear wearing styles. And make sure to contact us if you need some help, because it really can get confusing when you're trying to figure out headset stuff. There really are a lot of different options to consider and so many different configurations. So rather than going it alone and hoping for a great outcome, why not let us help? Because we've been helping customers since 1994 with questions, troubleshooting advice, tailored headset solutions, and even just helping people get their headsets set up and running. We have a wealth of knowledge and experience that can make your researching efforts and everyday use of headsets much easier. Just reach out to us at headsetadvisor.com or email us at info@headsetadvisor.com for some free expert advice that I know you'll really appreciate. And by the way, that advice is absolutely free. But don't take my word for it on the help that we can offer. Just check out our many online 5-star reviews to see what other people are saying about us. And if you happen to like saving money, make sure to use coupon code BLOG when checking out on our website, which is, again, headsetadvisor.com. And when you use that coupon code, you'll get a sweet deal on your headset purchase. But if you happen to be someone who really appreciates getting even a better deal, then make sure to round up those tired, old, outdated headsets that are in a box somewhere in your storeroom, because we'll give you cash or credit for those, and we'll even pay to ship them to us. And that can save you even more money when you apply those funds to some new headsets. And by the way, you can also use that coupon code in combination with those trade-in headsets. And last but not least, why not consider leasing those new headsets instead of buying them? A lot of people, you know, in response to that would probably say, hey, we only purchase our headsets. Well, consider these points before dismissing this idea altogether. First, you preserve your cash so you don't use that, so you can use that cash for running your business rather than tying it up in a, say, a depreciating asset. You have one low fixed monthly rate that's easy to budget around. And when I say low fixed monthly rate, headsets start at just $2 per month, which makes them very affordable even when budgets are tight. You don't have to spend additional money on replacement headset accessories, which, by the way, all headsets do require, because those are all included. You won't be paying out of pocket for headset repairs and replacements either, because your warranty never expires, and you won't have to pay a certified e-waste recycling company to dispose of any of those old headsets, because we'll handle that as well. And finally, and maybe best of all, you won't have to worry about having headsets that aren't meeting your needs, because they get refreshed periodically. So if you'd like to learn more about any of our programs or just need some help, don't hesitate to reach out to us at headsetadvisor.com to see the many convenient ways that you can reach us, which include by phone, email, and text, and a live chat. Well, that pretty much wraps up this episode. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to check out today's podcast, and I hope you learned a few things about the new Jabra Engage 50 Generation 2 headset. There's a lot more new products scheduled to come out, and I can assure you that we'll be reviewing and comparing all of them. So until next time, I'm Doug Merritt saying thanks for stopping by, and I hope you'll join me again real soon on another episode of the Headset Advisor Tech Review Podcast.